This is an interview of Hoover J. Louie, interviewed by Ruby Ling Louie on Monday, May 1st, 1983, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hoover, tell us something about your parents' background that you remember.
What part?
Either, both your parents, where they were from.
My parents came from Canton, the village area of Toisan. Father was an importer of Chinese art goods. Apparently his father was also an importer. Established a business in Stockton. I don't know whether my mother came with him or not, but we were all born in Stockton, so she probably came over back in the 1920s.
Do you remember what port they came from?
Coffee, San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about Stockton?
No. It was a large gift shop, but I was too young to remember anything. I left there when I was about 2 or 3 years old. That was during the Depression years, 1931, 32, 33. We lived in Los Angeles ever since.
Since 33? Mm-hmm. Do you remember where first?
In the 22nd Street area between Griffith and San Pedro somewhere. It's considered a mixed area, basically black, few Japanese, few Jewish people, Chinese.
Your neighbors, do you remember?
Neighbors were, one side was black, the other was white. It was mixed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't totally black like it is now. Mm-hmm.
Were there stores around there?
No, we had a gift shop in the downtown area. Until they opened up the new Chinatown, then my father went there and opened up a business. Mm-hmm. Also the importing of art goods.
Did you go down to help?
Well, later years when we moved up to Chinatown, which had to be around 1938, 39, we went to grammar school there. And we always went to the store to play around. Mm-hmm. But we lived a couple blocks from Chinatown. So it's very convenient.
Hoover, tell me about a little bit about your grammar school experience. Do you remember your kindergarten teacher?
Oh no, my first grammar school was up in 22nd Street. It was a predominantly black neighborhood there. So I don't really remember too much there. It's only when I think I started into the second grade, Castellar. And it was about 15-20% Chinese at that time, primarily. Nothing unusual that I can recall.
Do you remember there? Did you ever feel more Chinese there? I mean, did they make a big point that you were Chinese?
No, I don't think they did. I think they emphasized more of the American attitude, and basically everyone was an American citizen. It was just prior to
Do you remember particularly a class or a teacher at Castellar? Did any events?
Well, I vaguely remember most of my teachers, but I don't consider it something outstanding in my life.
Did you do any plays there or any programs?
No, most of the things that we participated were not at the elementary school, but more of the church activities.
When did you start to go to church?
Probably in the 5th, 6th grade, under the Chinese Catholic Center.
Went straight to the Catholic Center. St. Bridget.
Well, St. Bridget, mostly I would say we started with a Chinese school.
Well,
then
where did
a Chinese
you go?
School. Well, the church ran a Chinese school there.
And who was your teacher?
Dr. Chan, Stanley Chan, and his wife, Lily Chan. Mr. George Ching and his wife. So most of the extra activities from elementary school to Chinese school, and then on the weekends they had activities.
How many hours did you have to go to Chinese school?
It was normally 4:30 to 6:15.
Every weekday?
Every weekday, 5 days a week.
Were you in a large class?
There's about 20 of us, at least.
In one class?
In one classroom.
Mm-hmm. What did they start with? Was it a different way of learning?
No, it was a very difficult way of learning because we didn't speak their dialect. And I always found it strange to learn Chinese. It's like learning another foreign language. So we spoke Khoisan dialect at home. Then to be introduced to this Cantonese dialect, I found it very difficult.
Did they give you books to work with, or did you just talk it? Or?
No, Chinese school is the same thing in China, just memory. Recital, writing.
Did they give you grades?
Oh, yes.
Each semester, just like American school?
Well, they gave you grades, but it didn't mean anything. Just they grade you on your paper and your homework, but you got to a certain level, you just go into the next grade, that's all. Because they're all different ages. They're not like the American school. It's by proficiency you acquired, then you move on up.
Did your mom send all the children to Chinese school?
Yeah, as we became of age, we went to Chinese school.
Girls and boys?
Girls and boys, yeah.
Well, what do you remember of your junior high school years?
Junior high school, things got to, that was probably pre-war, I guess, 1945. My father had died in things under that circumstances changed, so we all had to go to work. And,
your father died in
1946.
Mm-hmm. So you would have been born in 31. You would have been 14 already. And how did it change for you?
Well, all up to that time, my father was the only one that was basically the breadwinner, and now my mother had to go out and work and not know.
What did she do?
She was the housewife, so she wasn't involved with any of the outside world or speaking English at all, so. After the period of time my father died, she had to go there and run the business. So she picked up the language and took over.
Mm-hmm. Had she gone to school in China at all?
Oh, yes.
You know? She did. Yeah. She was one of the fortunate. How many people were there in your family?
In my mother's family or my family?
Mother's family.
My mother's family. She was the eldest. So she had two sisters and one brother, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. She was the first to come to America.
She was the only one to come to America. Mm-hmm. It's my father's side that they all came. The three brothers came to America. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first job you had?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was it?
My first paying job on my own, that's it, after college.
No, no, before that, your side job, these extra jobs you think you had to have.
Oh, we all had other, we all had extra jobs. We used to, during the war days, we sold flowers, gardenias in Chinatown. We also would set up a booth outside and sell souvenirs. We'd also work part-time in movies as extras.
Did your mom give you the extra money, or did you all put it into the same pot?
No, I think she put it into our savings accounts.
So you never felt you were short of money?
No, we didn't have any money to spend. We never spent it frivolously. If you earned it, you saved it. Oh, we seen that pocket money.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the movies in those days?
Oh, yes. Didn't seem like it was a very difficult time. We'd run down to 2nd or 3rd Street on Los Angeles, and they had the Necropenny movie arcades. There was always something to do.
Mm-hmm. Then you graduated from Central Junior High School. Would have been in
1946, I graduated. I think I was about 13 then. So I went out to Belmont. Spent about 2.5 years there. So we always had summer school to pick up a few extra credits. So
were you taking Chinese school still then?
Well, as you got older, you sort of, things got a little busy in high school, so you sort of dropped the Chinese school. I think in the 11th grade, we sort of slowed down on it. But they still had a large enrollment there.
Did you use your Chinese for anything?
Not really, because I only went to high school for 2.5 years, and I graduated. Then I went to China, which had to be 1947. My mother decided that my brother and I should go back to the village and to Canton to see what the country was like, see what our village was like, and at the same time learn some Chinese.
Were you against it, or did you want to go?
No, I was very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to take off at that time. I was 16, so no reason to stay in high school, I guess.
So you just took off with a year. You didn't finish your high school then?
Well, in the senior year, they had enough credits, so when my class graduated, they gave me a diploma with the class, but I never finished, I never participated in those activities.
At Belmont?
At Belmont. Mm-hmm.
But tell us what a little bit about China. How'd you get there? How'd you get settled?
At that time, the troop ships were being converted back into passenger ships, so we went over there on the President Wilson. And we were enrolled into a school that catered to the overseas Chinese students. So there had been about 100 of us from all over the world, and the majority of us from the United States. But, that was an interesting experience, because here in America, everyone usually has to work, you know, go to school or work. And then going to this private school, it was just like a paradise, a vacation. All you had to do was go to school, study, and play. There was nothing else, no responsibility.
What happened to your clothes and your food?
After my closet, we brought it with us. You pay tuition, it's like a boarding school. Things were taken care of for you. And the classes were especially set for overseas Chinese, and there was various grades of levels. In our case, we had already learned a bit in Chinese school, so we were into the 2nd grade. They started off as in the 1st, and they found that we were familiar enough, and they moved us into the 2nd year. And as you get a lot better, then you move into the regular students, with the regular students. But basically, you can't go because they had a 4-year training period before you moved in with the high school kids.
And you never got up to your own level in training?
No, because when we got there, within 9 months, the communists were already coming down from Shanghai, and all the students were ready to leave. Nobody wanted to get caught in China, so after 9 months, we had to leave Canton and go on to Hong Kong.
And then you stayed in Hong Kong?
We stayed in Hong Kong till we were able to get passage to come back to the United States. So what was maybe intended to be a three-year stay turned out to be only 1 year stay.
When did you really get to see your village then?
Between holidays and during the summertime, we went back to the village and visit the grandparents.
Which parents did you see?
My grandmother was still alive, and my two grand aunts were still alive, but all the men were dead. But it was the conditions are very medieval type. They were very difficult to get used to. And the mosquitoes and flies were too much that my brother got sick. So we left the village after about 4 or 5 days and came back to the city.
Did you ever see your mother's village? Was it nearby?
No. And of course, it was, you know, after the war. So people were scattered. Some were in the city, some were in the village. But I don't believe it was nearby. Otherwise, my aunt would have taken us there.
When you came back to America, did your mother feel that you had spent your time worthwhile in China? Did she think you were more help to her now?
Well, we had written letters back from China, and I guess she was quite pleased with what Chinese that we did pick up. And basically to see an opportunity to see what the village was like and what our relatives and forefathers lived, or how they lived, or how they, basically the roots.
Did she ask you to bring anything back or check up on anything at all?
No, my aunt basically stayed behind to take care of the things. Most of the buildings were all damaged by the war. Things were slowly getting to be repaired, but then all of a sudden then the communists started coming down, so people started to flee again. So we're only talking about from 1945 to 47, a very few years to even get settled again. But they were more happy to see that we got out of this Canton
safely. So then what did you do after you came back to America? Was it easy to adjust back here again?
Well, back to the same thing. We had to go back to store to work and off to school again.
And then where did you go?
Went to City College for 2 years to see what I wanted to do. And after I completed 2 years there, I went on to UCLA and School of Business.
When did you decide to do business?
It's hard to say. You have to make a decision of something to do in life, and basically I fell into accounting. It was an area that was opened as a specialty at UCL anyway, the accounting. It was a professional occupation.
While you were at UCLA or even at City College, who did you congregate with?
Basically, at City College, it was a working group of kids, and there wasn't that much time to really say campus life or to stick with any one group of people. Did participate in the Chinese club, but other than that, after school, you went back and you had to work. There wasn't any room for that social contact.
that Chinese club, was it basically mostly American-born Chinese, or was it Chinese-born also?
Well, it was basically American-born Chinese. At that time, there were very few overseas Chinese going to school. So UCLA was even more of a school and then work school, but they also had a Chinese club activities there. I didn't participate in any of the other groups.
So what'd you do for relaxation?
Work.
Down at the store, or?
No, it's basically down at the store. We work at the gift shop. So my mother, really, when my father died, there was 7 of us that she had to support, so we don't have a choice to fool around. We all pitched in. And there were activities and church activities that we participated in. That's where the time got eaten up also. It's the Saturday activities at the Chinese Catholic Center. That's where the Morning Star players were.
Mm-hmm.
We did plays and dance routines and singing.
To whom, or just to yourself?
Well, we used it as a sort of a fundraising thing. As we, Madame Chang would come out, we would sing. We would give plays at the Immaculate Heart College, raise funds for the church.
They would pay you for your performance?
Oh yeah, they sell tickets for the performance. But it was basically an activity to bring the kids together.
Do you remember any particular plays you were in? Songs you sang?
Well, there's a play that we had, it was Julius Caesar, which was a comedy, a satire on it. That's the one that we had prepared ourselves at the MacArthur College. And we used to always, being a Catholic activity participation, we'd always have the, you know, activity scenes for Christmas. Christmas plays.
So basically your world was really Chinese American born young people.
Oh yes.
Did you meet any other then? Any opportunities to relate to other people?
Well, other than your classmates at school, but you don't make it a point to hang around, or you don't have so much time that you can share with, and that was the group from Morning Star Players, the Saturdays. Let's remember, at that time, you're in Chinatown, the business activities, it was always weekends when people came down, so those are the hours you have to work.
How many hours?
Store used to open about 12 and close at 12. We weren't there all the time, but we, you know, still had to stop by there. If you wanted to eat, you went down there to work.
Mm-hmm. Who did the cooking on your order?
My mother.
She went home?
No, we opened up a little stove in the back to the store. We would go down there to eat.
Do you remember anything else about Chinatown besides your store?
Like what?
Just, that was during the, that was after the war, right?
Yeah. So, well, we were one of the first shops down there, 1937. And after that, we just watched the buildings go up there.
Did your mom belong to the association, or did your dad before?
We belonged to our own family associations, which is the Lufong Fongs. And everyone belonged to the Chinatown organization.
Was your dad active?
Oh yes, my father was very active in the family association. But after he died, then my mother was too busy and we didn't participate too much with him. Most of the activities in Chinatown, you know, as far as I remember, is working, and it was during the wartime, and things were busy. There weren't that many Chinese around. Chinatown was, new Chinatown part was growing.
Do you remember the customers?
and then customers, tourists, people that are just mm-hmm. coming down for dinner.
Just basically friendly.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Thought you odd.
No reason to. It was difference with all the Japanese were in concentration camp to the Chinese were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us something about your working experiences. Outside, in your accounting field. Do you remember anything?
Well, I mean, that's a broad question. I'm not sure how to answer that. As far as getting work, I went back to New York for several reasons. In between, I was in the Korean War, so after 2 years of that, I came back and I was really not ready to stay home anymore. So I, after graduating, I took off for New York and tried to gain my experience as an accountant. And I didn't quite find it very difficult to work. I was determined to find work, but after I was hired, the employer says that if I had come any earlier, that they wouldn't have been able to hire me because only the Catholics hired the Catholics and the Jewish people hired the Jewish people, and I didn't know whether if there were any Chinese CPA firms that were available, so I guess my timing in life was all right.
What was the firm that you worked for in New York, Catherine?
The firm I worked for happened to be Catholic. I just happened to go through the newspaper looking for work and pounded the doors until someone thought that I was qualified enough to work for them. One of the amusing things is when a client came in and was complaining about the bill, and he said, "How could you charge me so much? You got coolie labor."
Well, did you feel other than that that you were ever treated differently because you were Chinese while you were in New York?
Well, compared to the way the other fellows worked, I think the employer got his money worth. Most of the Chinese are basically industrialists and hardworking, and that's the only way to prove yourself. And I didn't find any thing as far as discrimination. There weren't that many Chinese around to say as far as discrimination would be felt. In fact, being more of an oddity, going out and working with the clients, I didn't run across any discrimination in that sense.
Amongst your clients that you served?
Yeah.
Good. And did you feel you had reasonable pay for your work?
At that time, nothing was reasonable. Everything was low pay. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not licensed, everything is very, very experienced.
How much was it?
It's about $75 a week.
Mm. Oh, that's a good question. What do you consider to be the key to your success at work?
Well, the key to success for not for myself, but just for in most people is able to strive for something, to feel that you have accomplished something. Basically, you have to put time in to get something out of it. And I thought that one has to work for something to be able to get it. Nothing came easy. You don't put the time in, you don't get it. So.
When you came back from New York, you decided to go into business for yourself?
No, again, was looking for work into someone. Small accounting firms, basically. There aren't any. It's not like today where a lot of them recognize the ability of the Chinese people to be accountants. There are only about four or five of us in the field.
In 1960?
In about 1960, I believe there could have been only about four or five CPAs, Chinese CPAs, no more than that. The time, so you'd have to find a firm that would hire agents to go out and work for them. But I eventually got lined up with one of my classmates from UCLA. eventually acquire the practice from him.
Are you glad you did that?
Well, it's being your self-employer, your own boss. It's been rewarding.
Have you had to pay a high price for that?
High price in what sense? Other than hard work and labor. That's the price of anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking back on your childhood and your youth, did you ever feel either more Chinese or more American?
Well, I really didn't feel that I was more Chinese. It's things just went on a day-to-day basis. We're in an area in Castigar where there's predominantly Spanish at the time, some Italian people. But everyone didn't feel that sense of discrimination or sense of difference. The Spanish people got along well, and at least with my own feelings, that we got along very well with each other. And, I don't believe I really felt being Chinese was any different until I got to college. And if I felt that there was some isolation at the university, not at Virginia, not at the LACC level, but the UCLA level. Of course, at that time, there were fraternities and that type of organizations around. And I wasn't that much part of campus life, so I was that rather than shut out. Basically, the